This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. Okay, time out. So you realize by now that I'm not Jesse Kelly. But I have been practicing that impression since they told me that I would be filling in for him. My name is Sean Parnell. I am a combat veteran. I'm a best-selling author. But more important than both of those things, I am simply a humble servant of America, and I do not want to see the Democrats destroy it. I am obviously filling in for my friend Jesse Kelly, and I am so grateful to him and his entire team for this opportunity. But we have a huge show for you today, and I'm so excited to get into it. We're going to talk about America's Groundhog's Day, that is our foreign policy. We're going to talk about the fact that diversity is not our strength, despite what many of our political leaders will tell you. Trump spoke at the Libertarian Convention and other places that where he doesn't really have any historic support. Everything, and I do mean everything, the deep state did to, quote, help us during COVID actually did the opposite. And I'm going to tell you all about it. Government conspiracy theories are hysterical when you actually think about them. All that and so much more on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So I want to tell you something. Yesterday was Memorial Day. And obviously served in Afghanistan in combat for 485 days, 16 months of combat. And I lost some of my closest friends there. I think in support of 20 years of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, I think I've lost close to 30 friends. And I'm not saying this as a poor me. I am not a victim of that experience. I am a volunteer. I volunteered for my service to this great country, and I would do it all again. But celebrating the legacy and remembering the fallen is something that is deeply important to me. And in Fort Parnell, along with my amazing wife and 5 children, we have this awesome blended family. We do everything that we can to teach our children what it means to be free. We try to focus on every generation of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guards who have given the last full measure in support of this great country. But yesterday we focused on
are Vietnam vets. And if you've got Vietnam vets out there that are listening today, I just want to say thank you so much to all of you and welcome home personally. You know, we love you and we appreciate you here in this country. You all didn't get the welcome home that so many of us that have served our country have received. And, you know, there was a time when I was a young lieutenant studying the Vietnam War. And I wish I had known then what I realize now, that we are literally, I literally at that time was standing on the shoulders of giants. And you all, our Vietnam veterans, were those giants. Because you didn't get the welcome home that you so deserved, but you made a promise to this nation that was not grateful to you when you came home, that you would never allow that to happen again in our country. And we are benefiting. Every generation since then has benefited from that promise. So I thank you. You know, I often talk about the double-edged sword of living in a free society. And what I mean by that is, if you are doing the right thing on behalf of God and country, and say you have children or grandchildren, you say, well, my gosh, I want my children to inherit a country that is better than the one that I had. So we work hard to give them a better life. But with each successive generation, in some way, children have it easier and they get further and further away from their freedom. And there's a way in which sometimes kids don't really appreciate what we have here. They don't appreciate how truly rare freedom is. And so my family was celebrating and learning about the Vietnam War, and we watched a movie called We Were Soldiers. And We Were Soldiers is a great movie because it really does capture the totality of war, especially in Vietnam, the heroism of our soldiers, the fallout at home, all the horrible things that the family had gone through, and the absolute cowardice of the American government. And there was something that I heard at the end of that movie that stuck with me. And I've seen the movie. I hadn't seen it for a very long time. It came out in 2002. But something that Nguyen Hu An, who is the Vietnamese commander that was overseeing the Battle of the Adrang Valley against, of course, famed American Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. And in the end of the movie, when the Americans had won, in quotations, won the battle, he says this in Vietnamese, such a tragedy that they will think this was their victory. So this will become an American war, and the end will be the same, except for the numbers who will die before we get there. And that stuck with me. And it's been rattling around in my noggin for the past 12 hours, which is why I'm telling you about it right now. And of course, I'm building to something with this, so follow me here. But it seems like America falls into this trap going all the way back to at least Korea, where we get involved in conflicts that don't have a clearly defined end state. A conflict without a clearly defined victory. And we sacrifice tens of thousands of American lives in support of that conflict. To have at the very end, we win every battle, tactical battle on the battlefield, yet somehow we walk away from the war feeling like we've lost. This has been bothering me because it feels like here in America, we don't often learn from our history. So this will become an American war and the end will be the same, except for the numbers who will die before we get there. Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. 20 years. Folks, I'm 42 years old. About half of my life, this nation has only known war in those two nations. And what does America have to show for those two wars? Can we definitively say that we are better off? Can we definitively say that we are safer? How about more prosperous? Of course we cannot. Trillions and trillions of dollars spent. Tens of thousands of Americans dead. Hundreds of probably close to 100,000 Americans wounded over the course of 20 years. Hundreds of thousands wounded, certainly with the invisible wounds of war. America's sons and daughters are this nation's most precious natural resource. And what did we sacrifice them all for? What was it all for? And that's going to bring me to Ukraine. Before I tell you about Ukraine and some of the latest headlines from there, let me tell you about preborn. A recent study reports that the rapidly declining global birth rate will lead to a major population crisis if birth rates continue to decline. Their massive support for Planned Parenthood is all a part of their plan. While we may feel hopeless in the constant attack on life, there is an amazing way to fight back. When they shout abortion, we shout life. Preborn is leading the way. Every day, their network rescues 200 babies. You see, when a mother meets her baby on the ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life doubles. The ultrasound is the secret weapon that joins the heart of a mother to her child, and preborn provides ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. Can we join hands nationwide for life? One ultrasound is just $28, but any gift will help. $5,000 will underwrite ultrasounds for the entire network for a day. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn, folks. So we will be right back here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show talking about Ukraine and the escalating conflict there and the fact that we need to be very, very careful about what's to come. We'll be right back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
We are back on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And thank you to producer extraordinaire Chris for that throwback to when I was a somewhat regular guest on the Jesse Kelly Show. I appreciate that. Who doesn't love Stone Cold Steve Austin? I love that guy. Oh, that's awesome. So we've been talking about the cost of war. And we've been talking about America's Groundhog's Day foreign policy. Of course, talking about the famous movie with Bill Murray. We seem to get ourselves back in the same situation all the time, over and over again. And what I was building to in the previous segment was a discussion about Ukraine. And a headline that has not been talked about enough, and this is, of course, from Zero Hedge, and the headline is this: Ukraine confirms France will send military trainers to its soil. Ukraine's military says it's welcoming French trainers in Ukraine in new remarks, which strongly suggest that for the first time, France is deploying troops to Ukraine's soil. This marks the beginning of major boots-on-the-ground escalation in a formal public policy or a public capacity by a NATO state. Ukraine's top commander said on Monday he had signed paperwork allowing French military instructors to visit Ukrainian training centers soon. Reuters also reported this on Monday. Folks, this is scary stuff. I have a question. To all those folks who have Ukrainian flags in their bio on Twitter or X, I wonder if you are willing to send your son or your daughter to Ukraine to fight for their freedom. Do you support that war so much that you are willing to send your own children to fight it? If the answer to that question is no, then you should take the Ukrainian flag out of your bio immediately. Because, folks, let me tell you, That is exactly where this war is headed. Think back to what we just talked about in America's Groundhog's Day foreign policy. We have invested over $100 billion of American taxpayer money to the war effort in Ukraine. And let me tell you this, the best that we can hope for in that fight, the longer we fund Ukraine, is a stalemate. And the longer that that stalemate drags on, the more likely that American sons and daughters will find themselves on the battlefield keeping the peace, and come hell or high water, we cannot allow that to happen. As I mentioned, American sons and daughters, sending American sons and daughters into the fight should be a last resort. They are our best. They are our brightest. They are our most precious natural resource. Yet politicians on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans in Washington, seem to be marching to the drumbeats of war in unison. On this issue, there is no distinction between Republicans and Democrats. And that scares me a little bit. Because America is not ready for a long, protracted war in Ukraine with American sons and daughters facing down a Russian horde. War is absolute hell. Trust me, I've been there. It changes you. You know, folks, so much of my foreign policy perspective as it pertains to the direction of this country is based on my own personal experiences, boots on the ground as an Army officer. Now, Jesse, he was a Marine enlisted guy. I was an Army officer. But what we both have in common is that we were both in the infantry. We were both knuckle draggers. And let me tell you, there is something about seeing war up close and personal that changes you in a very deep and fundamental way. And so I'm not talking to you about my combat experience to impress you. I'm telling you to impress upon you the importance of not getting involved in another war in Ukraine with no clearly defined mission, no clearly defined end state. We have no idea what victory looks like. And oh, by the way, America has seemingly rejected any semblance of a negotiation, a peace negotiation, between Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. Leadership, folks, whether it's foreign policy or on the battlefield or in the political arena, is all about pursuing common ground, pursuing diplomacy. And if you're pursuing American foreign policy, I would like to lead with diplomacy so we don't find American sons and daughters facing down a Russian horde. And oh, by the way, Russia is a nuclear armed power. That's the direction that we're going, folks. And that should scare each and every one of you. And you know, that's what I appreciate about President Trump. And if you've listened to me on my show, Battleground Live, which streams live on Rumble from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, see how I did that? Shameless plug right there. Then you know that I've been a Trump guy since the very beginning. Now, hey, this is a big tent party. Love Trump, don't like Trump, it doesn't matter. If you want to save this country, we want you listening to this show because we need your help and in the trenches in the fight to save it. But what I appreciated about Donald Trump from the very beginning is that he just thought differently. You know, in Washington, there's this crazy groupthink that happens where I told you, where Democrats and Republicans are exactly the same on so many issues. We call them the Uniparty. Well, what I appreciated about Donald Trump is his ability to resist groupthink on both sides of the aisle. On any given day, he was an equal opportunity. He was making Republicans angry. He was making Democrats angry. And I appreciated his approach to foreign policy because it was focused on a diplomatic end state, surgical strikes. And different is what we need right now. Because what we have done for the last 20 years, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, has not been effective. We've thrown away American blood and treasure. There's something about maybe toppling autocrats that ain't such a good idea. We tried it in Egypt. It didn't work out great. We tried it in Libya with Gaddafi. It didn't work out great. We've sown chaos there. We tried it in Syria. Tried it in Iraq. We left a void in Iraq when we pulled out, which gave rise to ISIS. When America gets involved with no clearly defined end state and Republicans and Democrats seem hell-bent on doing just that, bad things happen. We need a change. We'll be back here soon talking about the fact that America is a melting pot, right? Stay tuned. Jesse Kelly Radio Show. Be right back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. My name's Sean Parnell, filling in for my buddy, Marine Jesse Kelly. I'm, of course, an Army veteran. He's a Marine combat veteran, Army combat veteran. He's enlisted. I'm an officer. It doesn't matter. We're still friends. But listen, folks, all my life, I have been taught, and this plays into everything else that we're talking about, so just go with the flow here. And if you're just joining us, you'll know exactly where I'm going with this. But all of my life, I have been taught that America is a melting pot. Haven't you? I'm sure that in school, you were told by your history teachers or social studies teacher that, hey, look, America welcomes people from all around the world. And when they come here, they don't have to discard their culture outright. No, of course, they bring the best aspects of their culture here to America with them. But at the end of the day, they're Americans first. In fact, my grandfather was the youngest of, I think, six siblings and came across on the boat from Italy. And my mom and my aunt told me a story about my grandfather at a Italian-American event in Western Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh, where I'm from. And they were watching, my mom and my aunt was watching my grandfather talk in Italian with all these people there. And he came back and he looked at my mom and he looked at my aunt, and they said, when they were just little kids, well, Dad, I didn't know that you spoke Italian. And he goes, I speak Italian, but listen, I'm America. I'm an American first. So my grandfather, a lifelong Democrat, was an OG America firster. But listen, folks, diversity is not our strength. If you believe everything that I just told you, that we are a melting pot and we welcome people with open arms from all around the world, then you believe that it's not diversity that is our strength. It's our unity. It's as Americans, where we look past our many differences, that is our true strength here in America. But you hear two types of people say the diversity is our strength. You hear two types of people say this. You hear garbage commie libs who are lying to you. And you also hear useful idiot Republicans who want to ingratiate themselves to the media and be in the popular crowd. Those two groups of people are morons. If you hear anybody tell you that diversity is our strength, you should laugh in their face, because it's not. And of course, Democrats do that to divide us. Democrats do that to keep and retain power. It's all that really matters to them. I mean, think about it. Democrats divide people: black, white, Christian, atheist, young, poor, young, old, rich, poor. It doesn't matter. If there's a difference among us, the Democrats use that difference to divide us. But of course, an unhealthy focus on diversity is making our military a hellscape, which actually puts our servicemen and women in danger, but it also puts our country in grave danger as well. In fact, there is not a day that goes by where I don't hear from members of our military, whether it's active military. They will tell me that in training for going to war, that they spend far too much time in the classroom watching PowerPoint presentations focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or LGBTQ, LMNOP, insanity, or pronouns. I just talked to a Marine that was telling me about this a couple of days ago. I mean, listen, folks, this stuff is real. Go on social media, go on TikTok, you'll see it for yourself. I saw this clip of a Navy dude putting on lipstick and dancing around on an aircraft carrier talking about landing a plane. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't this just a normal recruiting ad for the Navy? But no, that's not, of course, it's not. See, we don't focus on our differences when you're in the military. We discard our many differences. It's not about who you are as an individual. It's not about your sexuality. It's not about who you love, what color your skin is, what God you worship. You're a part of something greater than yourself. You're a part of a unit, and a focus on things that do not directly pertain to making us a more lethal force on the battlefield is simply just dangerous. It's irresponsible. And if you think that this does not matter, I can assure you that you would be wrong. Priorities from the top in leadership, they 100% trickle down to rank and file enlisted soldiers in the military. This overt focus on this BS completely distracts us. It makes us less safe. It actually puts lives in danger on the battlefield. In fact, I can think of one such instance. You're talking specifically about my infantry platoon. We were the most diverse group of people that you could possibly imagine. Six of my troops in the infantry in Afghanistan were not even American citizens when they joined up. They joined because they loved this country and they wanted to fight for it and they wanted to serve. Almost every one of the 85% of my platoon was wounded. There was one time we were overrun, and I remember watching my men fight who were true heroes. And by the way, the job that most of these kids had before joining the military was high school shortstop. It was one triumph of the human spirit after the next. And the reason that they were so effective on the battlefield was of course, we have sexy equipment and we have good training. But the reason why we were victorious that day and on every day thereafter was because we fought as one. We were united in purpose under a common banner, fighting for a common mission. My platoon survived because we did not dwell on our many differences as Americans. We survived because we were able to unite behind them. But our military is not that today. Do you remember General Milley on Capitol Hill talking about white rage? Listen, if you don't remember.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage. And I'm white. And I want to understand it. So what is...
Oh, I want to understand white rage. And by the way, you might be thinking, well, isn't it funny that every time Sean talks about white rage, he goes into white male rage? The irony is not lost on me. But I will tell you this. When he said that, I went on Tucker Carlson's show. And 2 days after he said that, I said, well, maybe General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, should focus on the withdrawal from Afghanistan that is inevitably coming down the pike. 3 months later, after he said that, we surrendered in Afghanistan in what was one of the worst, one of the most humiliating defeats in American history. If you think that we're not distracted on this diversity, equity, and inclusion insanity, you'd be wrong. Or how about this? Gaza pier failure. Biden decided without permission, this is from a muse on Twitter/X, to spend more than $500 million building a pier to deliver aid to Gaza. Palestinian terrorists intercepted every ounce of the aid. The U.S. military suffered multiple casualties, and now the pier is sinking into the ocean. This makes us less safe. We're definitely distracted. Okay, we're going to talk about some of these, what being distracted means and how it shows itself on military bases with illegal aliens and Jordanians trying to breach military bases at Quantico. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let me tell you about Pure Talk. I've been talking this month about Pure Talk and their campaign with America's Warrior Partnership to help prevent veteran suicide. But I think it's important to note that there are so many factors beyond PTSD that impact this. And I want to share a story about it about Army-Navy veteran Lonnie Scott. Lonnie was put in touch with AWP after losing his job of 9 years when they closed their doors. He'd been applying for jobs with no luck. He was behind on his rent, maxed out on his credit cards, and unemployment was ending. He was struggling with medical issues but couldn't afford his medication due to loss of his job and insurance. He was at the end of his rope. This is when America's Warrior Partnership stepped in. They got Lonnie enrolled in VA healthcare and local support to supply him with a food box, and they helped him with his VA disability claim to start receiving income. Brianna, his case coordinator, still checks in with him every single week. Lonnie was a life saved because of the great work of AWP. When you switch your cell service to Pure Talk before the end of the month, you'll be helping to support America's Warrior Partnership and vets like Lonnie. Choose a wireless company who shares your values and support this great cause. With plans from just $20 a month for 5G service, it's a no-brainer. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. Let's show our veterans how much we care and that they don't have to go it alone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly today. We will be right back on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Sean Parnell back in the hot seat for Jesse Kelly here on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. Do you know what you need? You need the $25 extravaganza sale from our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, he has been through the ringer. He's a great human being. But Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow have found themselves a part of this crazy, insane cancel culture, which, by the way, is destroying our country. But because of this and the change in retailers, they want to pass this savings directly on to you, the people who support them the most. And so they are having a $25 extravaganza sale. When Mike Lindell started MyPillow, it was just a problem to solve. One product company with their pillow. Since then, and with the help of his dedicated employees, MyPillow now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. Mike Lindell is laser focused on growing this business and providing an awesome product for you. And oh, by the way, he loves America, so there's that. So to get you familiar with other products, they're having a $25 extravaganza sale with the promo code Jesse. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just, you guessed it, $25. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners special square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or call 1-800-854-0544 for this amazing offer that will not last long. Okay, we have been talking about Biden's legacy and how it has been marked by one blunder after the next. After all, Bob Gates, Obama, Barack Obama's Secretary of Defense, has said Joe Biden has been wrong about literally every foreign policy decision for the last 50 years. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden has been in Washington for 50 years, so you do the math. He's basically been wrong about everything. But his overt focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, LGBTQ, LMNOP, insanity is making our military less effective and making our nation less safe. On May 3rd, two illegal alien Jordanians tried to breach a military base at Quantico driving a box truck. Again, do you think we might not be focused on the right stuff here? ICE confirms Jordanians who attempted to breach Marine Corps base Quantico were both in the U.S. illegally. A spokesperson for the base said that two people in a box truck were stopped at the gate, with the driver allegedly telling military police officers they were making a delivery to the post office and worked for a company subcontracted by Amazon. Now, of course, Amazon has no record of them actually working there. And then, of course, there's this, possibly related. Mysterious shooting outside Army Special Forces residence in North Carolina raises questions. Two Chechen men who spoke broken English were found near the soldier's home. The family alleges the suspected intruder, 35-year-old Ramazan Darov of Chicago, was taking photos of their children when confronted near a power line at a wooded part of the property, an altercation ensued and Darev was shot several times at close range. A second man, whose name I don't know how to pronounce, but I'll give it a crack anyway, Dasnukov Astalan, was in a vehicle some distance from the incident and was questioned by authorities, and then he was released. So we have illegal aliens crossing our southern border illegally and now trying to penetrate the security of military bases all across our country. It's almost like this is all coordinated. And I have to say that at least they were not praying outside of an abortion clinic, because that would be bad and potentially land them in jail for over a decade. But alas, I digress. This isn't an isolated incident, folks. And I joke, but it's graveyard serious. Listen to U.S. Fleet Forces commander, an admiral, talking about what the Navy is dealing, how the Navy is dealing with all of this right now. It's crazy. Listen.
On Jennifer's reporting, Chechens, Jordanians, some of them just crossed the border. What's going on?
Well, you know, this thing of our military bases getting penetrated by foreign nationals is happening more and more. You know, this is something we see probably two or three times a week, where we're stopping these folks at the gate. A week at least, and this is just Navy alone, where we're seeing folks try to come in. And usually the cover story is, and I'm a student, you know, I'm here, I'm an enthusiast, I want to see the ships, that type of thing. We have to turn them around, and typically we get NCIS involved with those, and we get biometrics when possible. But yes, there's been an uptick in that.
Do they have passports? Do they have
a lot of times they have passports? Papers? They have papers, yes. But they're in no way, shape, or form authorized to be on our base. And it's really hard for us to tell the underlying motive for these type of cases.
Wow,
it's really hard for us to discern what the underlying motivation for these cases are. Listen, folks, I served on active duty for almost 7 years. I have never heard of this happening, not even one single time, let alone 2 to 3 times a week. And that is just the Navy. Not only are we distracted, we have a real problem on our hands here, folks. And oh, by the way, while our borders open and our nation is being infiltrated, the whole of our FBI and justice system seems to be singularly focused on getting Trump. National security be damned, faith in the system be damned. Getting Trump is all that seems to matter. We have an open border, 10.5 million illegal aliens streaming into our country. We have U.S. military bases, illegal aliens trying to break onto military bases. We have Chechens surveilling special operations troops. And oh, by the way, there have been more reported incidences of foreign nationals, illegal foreign nationals surveilling special operations troops. But hey, getting Trump is all that seems to matter. And of course, Trump is up there with sloppy Alvin Bragg right now dealing with all of this stuff. And I will tell you what, it would be amazing if we had an FBI and we had a Department of Justice that would actually focus on the threats that we face here, rather than trying to put the front-running presumptive Republican nominee in prison for the rest of his life on 93-plus felony charges. It's just absolutely crazy that we live in a time like this. But it is what it is, folks. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about sloppy Alvin Bragg and the closing arguments happening in the trial today. And we are going to jump in strong to hour two right back here soon on the Jesse Kelly radio program. I'm Sean Parnell. I will see you in just a little bit.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.